On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria sizzling at 33 degrees. Emily Flynn in Johannesburg, 31.
So we're dealing with the queuing traffic because of the earlier vehicle fire on the N1 North before Allendale Road. Once you've cleared that, it does get flowing again. So thank goodness for that. Unfortunately, there's now a crash on the R21 South after Bopsfontein Road.
We start with news just in. Gauteng Infrastructure Development MEC Jacob Mamabolo says they've started to terminate contracts of 10 service providers for non-performance. The MEC says the province will go after contractors who are awarded government tenders but do not finish their job.
So termination of poor performers, companies that are non-compliant, companies that when they do work for the private sector, they do it to the best. When they do the same engineering work with government, they drag their feet. They give us incompetent, unqualified people. They do shoddy work. They don't honour their contractual obligations.
To Parliament now, and Police Minister Senzo Mqunu has told the ADAC committee that he only learnt about the details of the political killings task team after assuming office last year. He is testifying before the committee probing corruption in the criminal justice system.
I made it my duty after I got appointed that beyond interacting with individual police officers, especially the National Commissioner, as part of my orientation, that I would go out of my way, understand some of the things from documents.
Now for today's big court news, the Pretoria High Court has dismissed an urgent application by the dissolved South African Tourism Board seeking reinstatements after Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille disbanded it in August. The former board accused de Lille of fabricating reasons to dissolve them following the ruling. She confirmed the process to appoint new board members has begun. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on the world to build food systems that nourish people and protect the planet. Today is World Food Day. An estimated 673 million people still go to bed hungry every night.
New challenges have emerged over the decades, from soaring obesity to climate shocks threatening food security. Shamefully, hunger is being weaponized. We face the appalling reality of people in conflict situations being starved with famine taking hold. We have the tools, knowledge and resources to end hunger and provide good, healthy food to all. What we need is unity.
A coordinator from the Institute for Security Studies says the protests in Madagascar are largely led by the youth. Dr. Alkanawario says the protests initially started in the capital and spread into 7 provinces.
Young people have taken to streets, called for better living conditions, to call for employment opportunities. So we've seen similar research, a similar kind of protest in Bangladesh. We've seen similar protests last year in Kenya. Seen very recently Gen Z inspired protests leading to government change in Nepal.
He says there are 2 driving forces behind the protests.
It was about electricity and water outages. So it is estimated in Madagascar that only 1/3% of the population have access to electricity. But even for those, a lot of rationing has happened over the last couple of months under the current president. So much so that this quickly grew out of protests against water and electricity to calling for radical political reforms, which of course finally led to the president say to have been fled the country.
And finally, a rare lobster bearing orange and black colouring, believed to occur once in 30 million lobsters, was caught off Massachusetts. It now has a new home at a university. Northeastern University's Marine Science Center said that the female lobster was caught off the Massachusetts coast by Gloucester-based lobsterman Mike Torfs. I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2.